Welcome to another edition of From the Stables. We're having a look at the 9 race card in Launceston on Sunday night. Just a reminder, if you're not an essential race day personnel or a licensed participant, you will not get entry to the venue for the 9 races. So I look forward to watching the action from home, and trainer Kent Rattray has got 3 runners going round. He joins me online now. How are you going, Kent?
Well done.
Well, let's kick it off with the first race. It's for the two-year-olds, where you put the polish on Stormy Sands. He's a well-bred customer.
Yeah, no, he's a nice horse. He's sort of just finding the grade there, sort of slowly. He's just I probably took him to the trials a little bit earlier in his bit, but he's sort of starting to come to it now. He sort of hangs a little bit, but if he runs in a straight line, he goes reasonable, yeah.
Righto. Now, as I mentioned, he is well bred. He's a full brother to Colby Sands, a half brother to Sonny Sands. Sort of, can you compare him to those two at a similar stage?
Yeah, look, early days I thought he had more of an action like Sonny. He covered a lot of ground nicely. Hopefully he's got a little bit of the toughness of Colby and Coach Fight Night. I think he will have. And I think you'll find that last year Colby was slow coming to it too, but as the year went on, he improved with a bit of racing, and I think that's what will happen with this horse too. You know, a couple of runs under his belt, you'll get an idea why he's there.
Yeah. Only the 5 runners. He's got gate 4, as I mentioned. Has he got much gate speed, or would you be happy to see if he's got that in a couple of more runs?
Oh, I think we'd look for that later on. I think in that race, drawn solid, you'd imagine the 1 and the 2 get out okay, that you'll probably look to have a follower and see if we can't get him up to straight nice.
All right, let's skip over to race 3, where you put the polish on Ideal Corrada. He was placed at Burnie 2 starts ago and was able to get the job done nicely in Devonport by 5 metres last start.
Yeah, no, Gareth drove him well last time. He's got a typical Gareth drive at Devonport and just made sure he done the job, which was a good effort by him. If the right Ideal Corrada turns up and runs as he can, you know, he's probably quite capable of winning that race. He'll need a little bit of luck from back there, but probably following the horse most likely to win if it gets away in the front 2 or 3. So it's not the worst draw in the world. And Johnny's back on, and we'll see how he handles that. Just wait and see how Ideal turns up, because the right Ideal Corrada goes pretty good. The wrong one's not so good.
You mentioned Johnny Walters back in the sulky there. Of course, he's driving your first 2 runners. No doubt you're happy to have an integral cog of your team back in action.
Oh, yeah, look, Johnny's been super for me. You know, I don't think I would have won Easter Cup without Johnny in the sulky. And now he seems to be getting fitter again and back on track. Hopefully, we're going for the same job again this year.
Another important member of your team is Georgia Haywood, and she's got the drive on It Is a Glacier in race 5. Finished down the track in Hobart last time out, but did win one of these similar races 2 starts ago at triple figure odds.
Yeah, it's probably more suited to the stand and start. George sort of elected to try and keep him in the discretionary for a little while after his win, and just see how things go. But last week they went just like cats, and they went 58, 57 for the 9.25 in Hobart, which is a bit too slick for him. But run at a discretionary handicap pace, probably not the real good horses there this week. If he gets away good, gets in behind him, he can sneak a place again, yeah, but he just needs all the luck to go his way. His win was super when he got it, and Georgia was wrapped, but it's just he's got to have luck go his way.
He's race 5, number 9. Ken, appreciate the catch-up into your runners in Launceston on Sunday night, and I wish you the very best of luck.
Thanks, Duncan.